This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Ethan's Thoughts. Man, this is such a crazy episode. And what's even crazier about it is it's going to get even crazier the next two episodes. Well, really two of the next three, kind of. I'll explain a little bit later what I mean by that. But today's a crazy episode. Chapter has concluded. I have graduated college. When you last heard my episode, we talked about Star Wars, and I talked about how as about to graduate college, I have graduated college. So if you're a big fan of Ethan's Thoughts and you think this is the episode where Ethan is going to do a Williams tell-all like I've teased, that's not this episode. We have a little bit more time before that one's going to come out. So let me give you a quick little schedule before we get into today's episode. Today will be like a reflection episode, but like not a Williams tell-all type episode. So I have next episode is my last episode before I get married. So next week, which will be like the 18th, I think. And then the following Thursday after that, a week after the 18th, don't know what day that will be, I will be on my honeymoon. So I will not be here. I will not be here to actually record a live episode because I'm leaving on my honeymoon Sunday. So I'm going to pre-record I pre-record a lot of episodes like by a couple of days, but like this is going to be a big pre-record episode. However, the episode that comes out while I'm on my honeymoon will be the Williams tell-all episode. We're not going to have any social media on our honeymoon. We're just going to like unplug, chill out, enjoy each other, enjoy the trip to Disney. And it's going to be an absolute blast. So we're going to disconnect from everything, and that's the best time for me to drop the Ethan tell-all of his time at Williams thing. I'm not going to be dogging Williams if that's what you're scared about. I'm just going to be telling a bunch of stories that might would get me in trouble if I was an RA or still. And it's not like I didn't do anything crazy. It's just really funny stories I've decided to withhold until now. So you'll enjoy that episode. But today's episode is just a chapter conclusion, immediate thoughts after graduating college and entering this next stage of life. So if you enjoy this kind of thoughtful episode, make sure to follow the podcast, share with a friend, give it 5 stars if you think this is a 5-star conversation, and I'll see you guys in the episode. Ladies and gentlemen, I have graduated college. I've graduated college, and I'm getting a job. Teaching job's not worked out at the moment, so being transparent with my listeners, we're going to Lowe's, baby. Got a job at Lowe's. That's going to produce some stories. That will produce some podcast level stories. But I just wanted to take a whole episode to kind of like really think, like a moment of reflection of what college did for me in more of a more serious tone, to where my Ethan Tell All is just going to be a bunch of funny stories that are going to be, people are going to be excited to hear. So we'll do an Ethan Tell All then, but tonight it's going to be like a serious reflection kind of, and really a deep dive into where I'm at right now as I'm going into this next stage of life. So, you know, college, I view college as like a safe space to grow. You know, by safe space, I mean, depending on your specific circumstances. I can't compare this to everyone's circumstances, but I can compare it to like my circumstances, you know. But I didn't have to pay rent. My parents helped me with tuition, so they helped me do school during my years. I worked some jobs to like at the one on school, one at a church to like help, you know. I bought like my own stuff, food, extra things like that. I didn't have like that kind of money support, but they'd help me out with school stuff, like, you know, getting me through. So when I didn't have that, I didn't have to pay rent. I didn't pay any bills. All I had to worry about was turning in assignments on time and managing my relationships well. I was living the life, you know, like I was in a safe bubble. I could make mistakes and not have a certain, you know, as many consequences as if I were to make those mistakes even right now. And I really valued the time I had in college for that. So if you're listening and you're still in college or you're going to college, don't waste this time. Use this time to grow. Try things. There's like so many like things I've heard for advice on how to have life. You know what I mean? And the two things I've really learned that I took away from, one's from a Christian man and one is from not a Christian man, but they have similar messages to that. So Andy Abramson, shout out Andy. He works with college ministries and helps them grow and has worked with college age students for a very long time. He is an outstanding dude. And one thing that he said was to not panic if you don't know what you're going to do with your life at the age of 22 and 23. If God hasn't shown you his path for you at the age of 22 and 23, you don't have to think you're a failure or that you haven't seen it and panic. He talked about how he went through many years of his life trying this, trying that. And it wasn't until he was, I think he said late 30s, early 40s, where he was really like, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. And so we don't have to freak out, guys. Let's all chill out. We don't have to freak out and think, oh, we don't know what we're going to do with our life. I got people demanding that answer from me because I went and got a teaching degree. And it's looking like that as of right now, at this moment in August, I won't be teaching. And everybody's just demanding that. Well, what are you going to do then? I was like, well, if a teaching job opens up, I'll take it. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. Everyone's demanding an answer. And I don't have to give them one because we don't have to know. So that's one thing I've learned. That's from Andy. Same concept, but from Rainn Wilson, a guy who played Dwight in The Office. He is not a Christian. But the point's the same. He said so many people in their 20s are depressed, anxious, stressed out because they don't know what to do with their life. And we don't have to know. We don't have to know. Use these years, try things out, figure out what you like and what you don't like, what you're good at, what you're not good at, and then start tackling and doing those things at a very high level in your 30s and your 40s. If you know by then, some people know when they're 20 years old what they're going to do with their life. Congrats to you. You are minority. We are majority. We don't know what's going on. We're just kind of going with the flow. But that's kind of been something I've really thought about a lot whenever I was at the end of my days. It's like, you know, I don't have a lot of answers. I don't know what's next, but that's okay. And also the realization that like a chapter is closing. I've been in school ever since I was in preschool. I attended preschool, then kindergarten, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, 10th, 11th, 12th, then 4 full years of college. So I'd say for 18, 19 years of my life, I've been attending school. And some people have it worse than that. They attend school that much, and then they got 3 or 4 more years left for a master's degree or go do that and then get your doctorate, you know, crazy stuff like that. I'm telling you, it's a legitimately, and I some people may adjust to it easier, and like I'm adjusting, but like mentally, like that's over. That life is over. And like my last few days at Williams, you know, like I said, this is a reflection episode, why it's titled Chapter Conclusion. Because my life is a book. Every life's a book. This is the end of a chapter. I'm not one to say that there's like multiple books in a series. You know, my life's a series. No, my life's one good book. I'm a good book. And so this is a chapter. Some people thought this could be like the first book, you know. But I would say it's all one chapter. Just school. Adolescent years. But anyways, guys, I was at Williams approaching the end. My last few days at Williams, we just did a lot of things that we used to do. We went around campus. We explored a bunch of places that we used to go to a lot. We did a bunch of goofy things. I shot Nerf darts all around campus. So if anybody from Williams is walking around and they see all those Nerf darts, the box said they decompose. We'll see. I shot up the cove with it, with the Nerf guns. I fired many cars, people I knew, people I didn't know. A lot of school buildings. I've done that before. Hint, there's a little teaser to Ethan's tell-all. I've done that before, but I did it again that night. We watched a movie. You know, we got food that day. And it was just awesome. But even then, in that moment, it was not hitting me. Like, that was just still regular life. Like, I was almost like I was trying to, like, make myself realize that this is it. But it wasn't working yet. It was just a regular life to me. And that was crazy. So like I'm graduating college. I'm going through, I got the cap and gown on. My family's there. They're all dressed up on Saturday. All my friends are getting together. We are like, this is it. We are graduating college. Man, I'm sitting down. Got Ethan Meredith on my right, Eric Honeycutt on my left, elite group. Some parts of the ceremony went a little long, I'm not going to lie. Really was not there for a service. I was there to get my diploma. But nonetheless, and then we had a lot of people that had to talk, and a lot of people had to be recognized. But then they started giving the diplomas. Well, you got your case, and then after you got your case, you went across to the chapel. And when you went across to the chapel, that's when you got your actual diploma. But anyways, you got your thing, you're getting your picture. And as I'm approaching, I handed the guy my name card, because that's how they did it. Kind of weird. I handed him my name card. He called my name, and I'm walking, and it hit me. It hit me when I shook Stan Norman's hand, and he gave me a kind word. I looked him in the eyes like, what are you doing? Like, what are you giving me right now? And I graduated college. And that right there is when it all hit me, that this life was over. The staying up really, really late, with minimal responsibility the next morning, sleep till 11 if I stayed up too late. Don't feel like it. Don't go to class that day. Eating lunch and dinner with my friends all the time. Getting done with class and playing nothing but video games till 10:30, 11. Like, those days are over. And it really was, at that moment, it was kind of hard to process. Like, I wasn't choosing to process it beforehand, but that time it was like really hard to process. So here we are. It's been about 5 days, I think, since graduation. And I'm just in our apartment. I don't go to Butler anymore. And it's over. I won't step foot on that campus for a long time. I've come back for my brother's band events. And I don't see any other reason. And it's just crazy, you know? It's crazy that something you've been used to for so long is over. And I felt like with high school, I felt like it was like a better send-off. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that Williams had a bad send-off. I just felt like with high school, the atmosphere was more like, hey, this is legit. Like, it hit me beforehand. Like, I knew the last, like, 2 or 3 weeks of school, like, this is it. Like, I had that demeanor, that attitude. But at Williams, I didn't. It just kind of all hit me in a blur. And it was over. So, it's crazy. Chapter's conclusion. Peace out. See you later. Now, we begin a new chapter. Getting married in 9 days. I have a job that's going to pay bills. I'm going to stream. I would have been streaming this entire off period time, which would have been so nice, so great. But we had some internet issues. Well, I got them fixed. I'm here today to tell you that my internet issues are fixed. Lord willing. I've yawned like 10 times during this podcast, but it's time for the next chapter. So I cannot wait to be married. I cannot wait to begin my regular day-to-day life and explore all these new chapters and adventures. And I cannot wait to keep you guys up to date with all that. Ethan's thoughts started at the beginning of my senior year. It has officially made it through an academic school year. And after this summer, we will hit our 1 year anniversary of Ethan's thoughts. I've missed 1 week, which was during spring break. I've had 2 late days since I started. And so it's just really crazy. But we're rolling. Ethan's friends will come eventually. There's a lot of reasons why it hasn't. Don't think it's just laziness. A lot of it's money. But I'm super pumped and I'm super ready for what's to come in this next chapter. So, you know, excluding Ethan's tell-all episode, this is my official turning the page completion of chapter of schooling and Williams and all of that. And the official, I'm reading a short prologue into the next chapter. I'm going to pretend each chapter I have has a prologue. And I am writing the prologue for my chapter, my next chapter. So thank you all for being in my chapter. Thank you for listening to this episode today. If you enjoyed this, a little thought-provoking kind of time, reflection time, follow the podcast. Listen to next week as I talk about my... Actually, I'll leave next week a surprise. But thank you all for listening. Share with a friend. Follow the podcast. I will see you guys next week. Peace out.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.